You are listening to BensTorah.com.
So the last thing we discussed in the Minchas Chinuch, and he came about this Agav. So he was discussing by Yom Kippur, what's the Mechayev? Hanos Grono, Hanos Meyev. So he brought the famous Prima Gadim in a paragraph which says that when it comes to benching, Sviya Mikol Makom, meaning I don't need Kazayas Bichlei Achilas Pras. As long as I have a Kazayas, which is interesting, I don't need Bichlei Achilas Pras according to Prima Gadim, as long as Sava Mikol Makom, as long as there's Sviya.
Which means you don't really need Achila.
Yeah, that's what he did. Yeah.
Which is really interesting. So do you...
Shabra argues in...
Everyone argues on it. No one likes the Shita. Minchas Chinuch also rejects it, as we learned. The interesting question that I have is, though, if you don't need Achila, do you need a Kazayas?
Gemara says, yeah, what can you do? Gemara says, you need a
Kazayas. I understand, but logically.
Yeah.
Logically, I need a Kazayas, but I don't need a Kazayas to play Achila's Pras. Forget whether it's the rest of the Rabbanon. Okay, so Midoraisa, I need a Kibetza.
No, Midoraisa needs Sviya.
That's the Sviya.
So no, on the Raisa level, the Prima Gadim would say, I don't have to eat a Kazayas.
Right,
you
need Sviya.
Well, I mean, yeah, it could be, it depends what Sviya means. Sviya depends on Derek, whether they ultimately Sviya or his own Sviya. If it's his own Sviya, it could be technically even without a Kazayas. If it's Derek Ha'ilam, it could be one.
The Gemara says, "Va'chalta zukezayis."
Yeah, that could be some smachta because we don't eat sviya.
That's a machlokas. Well, that's midoraisa and midrabbanan, right? The Rebbe holds that that's a din
d'oraisa. Yeah, those are also d'oraisa. It's like a mash, but differently.
So
we have more pages.
Okay, so now he discusses another issue. Legabe Birkas HaMazon. What's the mechayev of Legabe Birkas HaMazon? Vinei Nira Gam Kain. There are orders. See if there's one. I'm going to make sure. There's a lot of sheets in here.
What are you reading now?
Veda. No. In the Minchas Chinuch, Veda. Vinei Nira, sorry. Vinei Nira. It's the one I think that has the page cut off on top.
Vinei Nira, yeah. Right here.
Vinei Nira Gam Kain, Dal Hanaz Goran Lechud. Going achol vehiki v'chazer v'achol. I feel like I am ain't okay because I'm Muslim. I actually had a question like this. Someone had an operation. He was not able to hold down his food. He ate a meal, and unfortunately, he regurgitated his meal. Would he be chayvim because I'm Muslim?
Yeah, he's talking about because I'm Muslim. The arise.
Yeah.
Shayf is a because I'm Muslim. The abundant though.
What happened with Hanas Grun?
Yeah, Hanas Grun with Hanas Meyam, right?
He says, Svi is not Shaykh without a noise man.
Right, Vinei Nira Gamke Dal Hanos Gorin Luchud. And he gives the case. The classical case in the Gemara in Kuf Gimel Mebez of Hanos Gorin without Hanos Meayim is Ochel Chatzi Zayas Vihike, because of Ochel Chatzi Zayas. What would be the halacha of that by Pikas Hamazon? Vinei Nira Gamke Dal Hanos Gorin Luchud. But Ochel Vihike, because of Ochel, Afilu Kol Hayom Eno Chai Pikas Hamazon. Mitzal ha-sfora.
Not Sviya.
Sviya eno shayach rak b'hanos me'ayim. Hainu b'milu ha-keres. Nihi de-kasafi la'el de-gam hanos gorin b'inon. Hainu de-lo mahani milu ha-keres l'chud b'lo hanos gorin. Now, his shita was that by Yom Kippur, it's not enough to just have hanos me'ayim by Yom Kippur. It also has to be derech ha-achil hanos gorin. We thought that maybe the Emek Bracha held not like that, right? Remember we saw the Emek Bracha? Who felt it was just Yisuv Eidaita. And even if I had no Hanos Goren at all, I would still have a Chiyuv of Bayom Kippur.
But we need Hanos Meyav.
Well, Hanos Meyav you need, right. The question is Hanos Goren, Hanos Meyav without Hanos Goren. Which is not a case the Gemara brings, right?
Yeah.
The Gemara in Gid HaNos Shekuf Gimel and Beis, when it speaks about the Machlokas, Hanos Goren, Hanos Meyayim, brings a case where all I have is Hanos Goren and not Hanos Meyayim. What about the flip side? Hanos Meyayim without Hanos Goren. So what's the scenario that the Minchas Chinuch creates? Korcho Besiv. Remember he said, if Korcho Besiv, I swallow it literally like a pill or something. Where there's no Hanos Goren, just Hanos Meyayim. Would that be Mechayv in Yom Kippur? He said not. So he felt it would not be a Mechayv in Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur also needs Hanos Goren, the Minchas Chinuch felt. Remember his rifle was nibbled.
Usually, also a question, it could be Yom Kippur not, that if it says achila, you need derech achila. So sometimes you need through the Goren because you need derech achila.
Yeah, but the
Yom Kippur, you don't need that.
That's the famous Shagas Aryeh we mentioned many times.
You don't need that.
Right, with Shagas Aryeh holds, you don't need
by Yom Kippur, you don't need derech achila.
That's the Shagas Aryeh, right?
Right.
What case? Talk of love based on Blia? Right. So they bring a raya from that Gemara, and you'd be chayv just on Hanos Me'ayim. Talk of love based on Blia. So let's see what he said. Kimisara Sfara, Sviya Eno Shachrach Banos Me'ayim. Hanu B'milo Akeres. Nihi de Kasafla El Degam Hanos Goren Ba'inan. He felt Hanos Goren you need definitely by Yom Kippur. Which we said was not so clear from the Emek Bracha, right? Do we have Emek Bracha here?
Yeah.
How many do we have? Do we have enough?
Do we have it? Yeah, everybody has enough. Yeah. Do you have it?
Okay. I found my Prus Bowl here, but I didn't find my Emek Bracha. See, the Emek Bracha takes on a Minchas Chinuch, right? Ho-chel... That's the Minchas Chinuch. The Rayaso and the Ray of the Minchas Chinuch is Mehada be'in and gam gabi yom kippurim achila b'chdei achilas pras. Remember? The big rye that you need maisa achila, you need kazaz b'chdei achilas pras, the Gemara said. You sheer tzir from maisa achila, v'ano hanos garen. The ilo be'in and rach milo ha-me'ayim greda, im ken afilo ocho al-shir b'yoz m'chdei achilas pras, gam ken yischayev. Kevin de me'ayim heim sheer sholim. Olofi ani is dait, this is where he disagrees with Minchas Chinuch. Eino nirakein, dari behedja tanan, da ha-shosam alug mov chayev. Vupachos mi revius, kadis begmar sham daf pe. After bechom makom de bina maisa shesia, and shesia pachos mi revius. Hare lehedja de be isuyom kim lo bein and klal maisa shesui vachila. Shesia vachila.
I mean, I hope the rice is a strong rice.
Shesia loch siv be achila ushdia. Maloshin inui. Me high time a kotzvar shagas arye. The gam ochon shlo kader achila gam kein chai bi makipurim. The log siv be achila.
Shagas arye is one thing, but the rice from revius. You could argue about it. It could be the Maisa Shtiyah. You have to Maisa Shtiyah on the amount that you need. There, the Shir Shtiyah is revered.
It's Derech. It's Derech Shtiyah. It's not Shtiyah, but it's Derech Shtiyah.
Not a Shir Shtiyah where, right. Where the Shir is revered.
The Shir is.
But when the Shir is Yisubi Daite. So that is something could be a Shtiyah.
No, the assumption is that if you need Derech Achila, I need a Shir Achila is not correct, right? He's assuming if I need derech achila, then I need a shir achila. We're saying that's not necessarily mukhrach.
It could possibly be you need a shir shtiyah for the amount would you need the chavs of shtiyah. If the chavs of shtiyah is only a subidaita, so I need a shir.
See, he's also saying something else. According to the Shagas Aryeh, says I could be chayv shalok derech achila.
Yeah.
He would hold I don't need hanos goyrim.
That could be two different things. That could have been shyness. Is the question, why do you need Goran? Do you need only in Derech? Or it's a positive Hanoah that you need? That's the question.
The whole thesis of the Minchas Chinuch is, I would need Hanoah's Goran because I need a Maisa Achila. Yeah. Which is mashmi, if I don't need a Maisa Achila, I don't need Hanoah's Goran.
Now you can say,
Shir is Yisuv.
But it always more cause of the noise going. Doesn't just say Maisa Chila. Could be that's a chelik mandamah.
Let's read the last paragraph. We read this many times. Once you read Mehad Ba'in and Sirf, Bechlechler's Pras, Inza Mitam Maisa Chila, Ela Mitam Yisuvay Daita, right? The Kach Shiur Rechachom, the Biyos Mechdei Achilas Pras, Lo Miyas Vedaita, Av Shi Yesh Bo Milo Meayim. Well, Enza Mitam Din Shiur.
That's also the Baal Tichidish, that the Yisuvay Daita is totally...
That's the Gemara, really. Can you explain the Gemara daf payam and beis?
That was.
Maskev la Rava. Rava asked the question. Kizayis b'chdei achilas pras. The koseves b'chdei achilas pras. If you need a kizayis b'chdei achilas pras, the koseves, which is a larger shear, also has to be.
Achilas pras.
Right, also has to be near Chilas Pras. Do I have to
should
squeeze
Kaisevis
into that? It should be pro rata.
Yes.
And Kazayas, if Kazayas is 7 minutes, Kaisevis should be maybe 10 or whatever it may be.
Right.
So the Gemara says, no. In order to have Yesuvei Daita, the Kaisevis, which is a larger shear, also must be consumed within that period. Amar Le Abaye is a direct quote from the Gemara.
Yeah.
Kim Lahula Rabbanan de Bahachi Miasvei Daita.
If he's less
than... In a longer period of time, that Kaisevis is not going to create Yesuvei Daita. Tfei Mehochi Lo Miasvei Daita. Anyway, the point is that the Emek Bracha seems to take on the Minchas Chinuch. And we had a Machlokas Minchas Chinuch and Emek Bracha. Whether you need Hanos Goyrin.
Yeah.
Now I'll show you a third Shita. We'll see in a minute that only Hanos Goyrin is enough.
By Yom Kippur.
By Yom Kippur.
Who's that?
We'll see the Or Sameach right now. We have, can we pass it around?
Yeah, yeah,
what?
We'll
pass it around.
There could also be a difference between Ichil and Shasiya. There could be a Shasiya depends on the Goram. I mean, the person thirsty. Thirsty could be depends on the Yisuvidaita. Yeah. Thirst could be depends on the Goram. Yeah. Could be there's a difference between Ichil and Shasiya in that point.
You know what? Let's finish this paragraph from Minchas Chinuch, then we'll look at the Or Sameach. Because I want to finish the Minchas Chinuch's thesis.
Okay.
The Minchas Chinuch thesis is Nehi de Kasatil El, the Gam Hanos Goren, Bilvad, Bilvada Enosova. He feels that Hanos Goren enough is not sufficient. The Eno Chayb because of Muslim. Vim Ken Kevon de Beshasha Mavur, the Bisuve Daita, he has Cholos Svia, Kimavur Hashta, Savui Mesova, Ella, Pachos Mikabetsu Miasva Daita, Kabetsu Svui Mesova. Im kein demas garn lechud lo yuchol lovu li day sphere. Im kein near the gam lo meyas v'day. The im kein biyom kippurim potter al hanos garn lechud. You hear this?
This is chiddush. Yeah.
He has a big interest in chiddush. So meaning achol chatzik kosevus v'hikir v'chazav achol chatzik kosevus.
Can't them be potter?
The Minchas Chinuch says be potter. So Minchas Chinuch holds you need both.
Yeah.
It sounds like the Emek Bracha says all you need is milui keres.
Yeah.
Right.
In what situation was Shagasaya was talking about? He didn't need, what was he talking about?
I'm not sure. V'im kein b'yom kippurim, pater al hanos goren l'chud, lo kamo b'shar isurim, shesham ha-Torah, chiva al achila, v'hanos goren ikar. Avakangsiv lo suuna, ubiyusuve daita talya milsa. When I was going lechud, lo meyas v'daita. Kenir alafias daita bezos Hashem isbaruch. Mikom makom, mistafina lahakel. V'lo matzasi b'mufarshim shis oru b'zeh. Meaning, I'm not going to pass this lahalacha. Meaning, if there's a fellow, let's say there's a fellow who has to go ahead, and for whatever reason, it's psychological, whatever, the doctor says he has to go ahead and eat something, but the doctor says it's sufficient for him to eat and beheki to regurgitate and eat again. Would that be potter on Yom Kippur? Mm-hmm. So he says, I don't know if I'm going to pass in that way. He says, "Lulu mistafina, koma koma mistafina lahakiv lo matzasi b'mufarshim sharu b'zeh." Is that true? The mufarshim don't really discuss this scenario. So take a look. Do you have the footnote? Tesvav.
There are some safer they bring.
Shuvas hasma orchaim sim kuf chav zayin because the beinim kikosevus b'meyav. He holds the goren's not sufficient. Right. Ma one of the scenarios of Goren without Meav is that you didn't actually, it didn't make its way all the way to the stomach.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the roof of your mouth or it's in the esophagus, what it may be, you know, you haven't fully digested it. The Chasam Sofer seems to say in such a case you would be potter. So the Chasam Sofer agrees Hanas Goren is not enough. So let's get to finish this piece. Can you know if it's not the best of Shemesh Baruch? Call me Mistafin Lahakev, Lomat Sassim Mufarshim Shesor Bazeh. Vayin Shom Pe Aleph Amir Aleph. Amir Esh Lokish. Mivnaim Lo Nemra Azhara Be'inui. The problem is it never says anywhere in the Torah a clear lav about eating on Yom Kippur. Because the Gemara says, what should it write? It can't write Lo Su'unah, because that's not the point. The point is to be, the lav is not Lo Su'unah. The lav is to break the Inui. Not to be misaneh. So the Gemara has a problem. How could the Torah have written the lav of Yom Kippur, but Torah's lav? So the Gemara says there's no way the Torah could have written the love of Yom Kippur not to eat. It could not have written Lo Socho, right? Mm-hmm. It would have written Lo Socho, Lo Sochlu. It would have thought the Shir is Kazayas. So it says over there, there's no way that the Torah could have written the law.
No, you shouldn't have Svea. That's what it should say. You shouldn't be Svea.
Interesting.
Well, Svea could be, depends. Yisubidaita and Svea is two different things.
I know,
Svea
could be similar.
He means it should have somehow the Torah should have written Lo Yisubidaita.
Well, yeah, you should have Yisubidaita.
That's what Lo Sivea means.
Yeah.
What?
That's what Lo Sivea means.
No, that's what Inui means. But Inui is in a positive fashion, Inui. As opposed to, they want to know, the Gemara there says needs a lav. At the end of the day, the Gemara has a lav from a very strange Gzeres Shavah. It's a lav from Shabbos, it says. Compare Shabbos, 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 the lav, just like there's a lav by Shabbos, there's a lav by Yom Kippur, that's what the Gemara says. Mm-hmm. It does it through some type of Gzeres Shavah. Transposing a lav from Shabbos to Yom Kippur. But yeah, nevertheless, the Gemara there struggles to find the proper way to articulate the law of Yom Kippur.
What do you, what do you need more? You need the Gemalkus, is that it?
Or what? Chorus? You can't, chorus? What? No, Chorus you wouldn't need, Chorus you don't need a law.
But for Malkus, Malkus you get.
Malkus.
So Lav HaBam HaKolos is not Malkus. No. No, Malkus, okay.
We pass in Lav HaBam HaKolos, say as I say.
Okay.
Meaning what he's saying, like he's asking an interesting question. He's saying, if Hanos Gorin is not sufficient, then the Gemara says it can't write Lo Yochal.
There's another reason.
Write Lo Yochal, because if I write Lo Yochal, I think Kazayas. So he says, if I'm correct, the Gemara should have written it can't write Lo Yochal, because I might think Hanos Gorin Lechud. The fact that Gemara does not write that seems to be a raya against me.
Mm-hmm. He says you could is nochateret. Okay.
Al ken hutzrich lichtov loshen inui. Danu yisuvei daitav enu chay v'anos goren l'chud. Ach bem is lo kosher. This is not a question on me. Kimara dahay memra resh lokish.
He has no one that is going anywhere.
The memra, the fellow who searches for a love of what is the love in Yom Kippur and rejects all the possibilities of resh lokish. And resh lokish is a hanos me'ayim person, b'chol Torah kula, it's machlokas from Rabbi Yochanan Resh Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says, b'chol Torah kula hanos gairin. Resh Lakish says, hanos me'ayin. So Resh Lakish would never say, I can't write Lo Yochal, because you might think hanos gairin. Because Resh Lakish never holds hanos gairin, b'chol Torah kula. Therefore, he gets out of his dilemma. Ach bemes lo kosh, kimara, dahai memra, Resh Lakish. V'Resh Lakish atzmo sover b'chulin, b'gid hanos hasham, d'b'chol ha'yisurin, enu chayav hanos gairin. Bechud rakanos me'ayim ba'ina. Al kain omer high time of machmas kazayis, and you can't write lo yochal because of kazayis. Ube emech tzorek ki kosevis mi loshen inui. And therefore you need kosevis from the loshen of inui. And that's the only way you'd know the shir of kosevis. So we had a little pilpul over here where he says, Bechor that gemara be a rai against me. Because the gemara should have said, you can't write lo yochal because I know it's gairin.
It's not a rai
because it's al libid the resh lakish. So that's a cute little
Lishitasa.
Now, it's interesting. I looked last night. I thought about it. I'd once seen Beferish this question: what happens if someone eats a full meal? He's eating a full meal and then he regurgitates the meal. Is he chayv in Birkas HaMazon? So I remember once seeing that Reb Chaim Kanievsky asked this question to the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish had a certain shita. We discussed this. The Chazon Ish has this famous chakira, which is really Rabbi Kiva Eger, which we mentioned, I think, last time, about what's the mechayev for Birkas HaMazon. Is the mechayev for Birkas HaMazon the Maisa Achila, or is it the Sviya? What's the nafkamina? The nafkamina would be, you have three nafkaminas, a ger. A ger right before he finishes the geras, right before he jumps into the mikveh, the guy goes ahead, needs a sandwich. He goes into the mikveh, he comes out of the sandwich.
I don't understand the question. He was already mechuyev as soon as it went into his stomach. He was already mechuyev.
But he was a guy then.
That's the question.
Yeah.
The cotton shehigdil, he benched already.
Cotton shehigdil.
Okay. If he benched already, he's going to bench again.
Okay.
But this is, it sounds like a very theoretical, but I also had a mice like this. Someone was in Aninus. Someone was on his way for Kfura. And he ate something. He ate. He was hungry. What happens after Kfura? Uh-huh. Would you say that he's still there's still Sphere going on? He's feeling the effects of the sandwich?
Yeah, but it's not enough.
Or is the achilah?
The shayla is really good.
The
achilah
is the mechayev.
Yeah, but the shayla.
That's what you're saying.
That's the shayla.
No, but it's an element. It's not maybe, but it's still an element. It's one of the. It's the.
But the Shagasaya, how is it? But just the Shvi'a alone.
It's not tomorrow when you have Sukkah, whether a word goes on what's the Fneze or the Fnei Fneze. There's an Indian in the Gemara somewhere. I see it. It's four down. Do you dash on a word on it only on the word or the word right before it or even before before it? And that's what's over here. Is the Barach, is it going on just a Sabato? Or is it both? The Chalta Sabato Virachta? Is it,
well, it could also be a chalta because you just mean it was echei timtze. That was
okay.
The question.
But you can is varakta going on the two things before it or just the one thing before it?
Like, well, no, but I want to answer something else. What?
I was just saying, I remember that I saw that Chaim Chazanish asked the Chazanish, someone eats a meal, he has sphere, the hiki. What is he chayv because of Muslim not?
Now, there I say he was already mechuyev. There he's already mechuyev. You gave me a fancy case, but a person eats, as soon as he eats, it's in his stomach, that's already called sviya. You don't have to wait for it to get digested.
Depends
right?
How you feel.
You don't have to wait. If
you feel sick, you eat it.
No, once you fill your stomach, that's called sviya. It doesn't have to go to the brain.
You can say as far that at the time that you mention, you still have to have the feeling of sviya. Yeah. If it's been over, if it's been nectar, the feeling of sviya, it's okay.
Just like after the shia. After the shia.
You're talking about like after the nesaka.
I would say it's no worse than after kedei ikel, no?
Well, I would say, yeah.
It's better, or is kedei ikel interesting? Is kedei ikel 72 minutes? Does it mean you actually...
No, but you were satisfied
for
the
second. Well, it's very interesting. You have another reason you should become potter than it's after kedei ikel.
Right.
Maybe Stamport it's after the ego.
I will have to find this. I will have to find this question.
Now equal doesn't apply anymore.
Okay, let's look at the Or Sameach. Let's look at the Or Sameach a second.
All right, good, good question.
The Or Sameach is now going the third possibility. I'm not going to read the beginning. It's Perek Beis Halacha Aleph. Let's skip the first paragraph. Let's go to this on the top.
It's really Halacha Dalim, but it's cut off.
It is?
Yeah, see it starts Halacha Dalet here on the bottom.
That's from Perik, where? Yeah?
On the bottom of
Log Sunnah.
The bottom of the first column.
Sorry, yeah.
But you don't need the beginning of it. That's
the Lo Sunnah Ksiv.
Lo Achila.
Velo Achila. Umishim Hachi Lo Kosvo Rachman Achila. Gabi Yom HaKippurim. Kid Mefarsh Mishlokish Medak Pei Aleph. Mikom Makom Ikoro Toloi Bahanos Grono. Velo Boy Milui Meov. He's going the exact opposite. I'll bring a famous right from a Gemara. The Gemara is about Rebbe. Rebbe says, Itzumo Shriyam Mechaper. So according to Rebbe, that Itzumo Shriyam Mechaper, how could anyone ever be Chayef Kares? He sins even on Yom Kippur. He has a portion of the day that's Mechaper for him.
It's funny, you don't apply the story of like Tovel Vesheretz Biyodah. You can say, how can Yom Kippur be Mechaper for what when you're doing an Isser Yom Kippur?
Well, there is such a swarm of Ayat Bim Kippurim, but the Gemara here is going to go to the Rebbe Shita.
Right.
Even
right. Sumo Shem
Mechaper.
Meaning, I ask you a question.
I would say that there's an exception.
Now, let me ask you a question. According to Rebbe Shita, Sumo Shem Mechaper, what if a person says, Echata v'Yom Kippur Mechaper? Would that work according to Rebbe? You're saying no.
What do you think? Do you think it should?
I don't think that there's no discussion at after Parish, is there? According to Rebbe, that it's Sumo Shriyam Mechaper.
I'll take it even further.
What if someone would say,
Echet
Hem Yom Kippur Mechaper?
I think the more says this, my number of Rebbe is Moid Yom Kippur because Mevayit Yom Kippur.
Really, it says that, yeah?
I think it's a shit that says Shumar.
It doesn't say that, it's Mechaper.
So what's that famous Hakira B'chaim, what is Tovel Hasheretz Biyodah? Why is it no good? This famous B'chaim is Hakira. What's up, Shah?
That is not Tama again.
There was never a
meaning, I know what you mean. Meaning it's an equal for the Tevila, or does it mean right after the Tevila you get Tummy again, right? Is that what
right.
it is?
So you see that it's because right after the Tevila you get Tummy again. But if it's an equal for the Tevila, this should be an equal for the Kapor of Yom Kippur.
No, but this is Shita that always is that it's Mechaper even without you.
I know, but why? Okay. How could it? But that Mechara that shows that if you analogize it to Tevila, the Sheretz Biyodah, that it's a problem because you just become Tummy again right away. But if it's a pshat, it's an ikuv in the tefillah, what's the Gemara's problem with Rebbe that Yom Kippur Kippur Mechaper? It's an ikum in the Kapara.
Well, here the Gemara was owning that it was like a korban without tshuva.
Anyway, the Gemara does not answer like you.
I know.
The Gemara that pay off me, Komo Kim Koro, Tolly Banos, Grono. Velo boy, Milu Imeav, Kamafurish Begamara, the Omar, Hechi Meshkachas Koris, the Yoma. So the Gemara says, the Chan Kite, Umtsa.
He choked.
He choked on a piece of meat and he died. So, meaning there was not enough time in the day, there was no time, it was simultaneous his death.
Even though Yom Kippur is mechaper every second,
now,
but he,
that
but his death was
from the Rosh Hashanah before or this Rosh Hashanah. They say that the only start you did for Rosh Hashanah is only from after Yom Kippur. So if you die on Yom Kippur, was it this year's judgment or the year before judgment? You know, they say
that has nothing to do with this issue. This
know,
issue is how are you? How is he high of Kurus on Yom Kippur?
So he died simultaneously with the eating.
Right, he died simultaneously with the eating.
Right.
So therefore, Yom Kippur cannot be mechaper on that Maisachila.
Well, you have to finish the Maisachila before it's mechaper?
That seems to be the next.
Oh, so what's the right of the Orsameach? Right, he chokes.
While you're doing that there now.
Right, the guy chokes and dies and it's still in his esophagus. So he's over in Isser Yom Kippur. Even though it goes no further than his esophagus.
And choking is in the throat, not in
right,
the stomach.
Right, exactly. So you see from here that Hanaz Goren alone is Mechayev Yom Yom Kippur, it's a Chayev Koris. You don't think this is a great raya?
No.
I think this is a fantastic raya.
Nobody else holds like it. So what do they do with the Gemara?
What do you mean nobody else holds like it?
The Minchas Chenuch, the Emek Brocha. This is a Shittis Miuchet.
How do you explain it?
Yeah. That really you need both. You need Hanaz, like in Mitzvah, you need Hanaz Grona and Hanaz Meo, but you need a Hanaz Grona. It's the Chiyuv starts with Hanaz Grona.
But you have Meo, dying.
No, but it has to be a Hanaz Grona, which is Roy to finish in a Hanaz Meo.
Well, let me ask a person who has.
Over here,
a person. Something where if you need Hanaz Meo and a person dies before it comes down.
You need Hanaz Meo. You need the Hanaz.
You don't need Hanaz Meo. Well, that's a different side.
The Hanaz Grona has to be a Hanaz Grona, which is Roy to be finished in Hanaz Meo.
That's a new side.
And dying in the middle. Well,
you said
Yitzumi Daita
was in this one. If they said Yitzumi Daita was in
this one.
If they said Yitzumi Daita was in
this one. At the end of the day, you're being Moda that you don't need Hanaz Meo and Yom Kippur.
But you need Hanaz Grona, which was Roy to have been Hanaz Meo.
That's why Yitzumi Daita is in the stomach. What's the Seichel?
But
if they said that the Svar was a Suvi Daita was in the stomach, so what does it help me that it's Roy to get to the stomach? If it's Suvi Daita in the stomach, it never got to the stomach.
Again, it has to be Roy that should be.
Why should it be that way?
So, what do you think about the Orsamech's Raya? What do you think about the Orsamech's Raya?
I think it's a very good
Raya. It's interesting Raya.
You have to answer everybody else. Nobody seems to be bothered by his Raya.
Okay.
And they do the Gemara.
Just because you need an answer doesn't mean it's.
It's
not a very good answer.
Excuse me?
Some say it's supposed to be you can't take pills orally in Yom Kippur because actually it's in the Nasibah. You know, it's less than Kazayas. So that's all right.
I need a husband. I hear what you're saying. I need a husband.
Sounds like it.
Why? If you need this, the person doesn't do all the elements of this, it's not over. He has to do what the shear is.
Which is interesting because the footnote here says the Chasam Sofer holds not like that. The footnote here holds that Chasam Sofer holds the Be'in and Kikosevus B'meyav.
Was anyway getting choked only not in the throat?
I think
not
he got punished enough. I think he got punished enough.
Was anyway getting choked not in the throat and the stomach?
Yeah,
I don't think so.
I think his death is mechaper.
The Barbara said, because anyway to get choked not in the throat and the stomach? I don't think so. So you're choked in the throat.
That's right.
So anyway, we have our shittas. The Minchas Chinuch says you need both. Neither one on its own, according to Minchas Chinuch, would work. Feels Hanaz Me'ayim for sure would not work. I need Derech Achila. That's the Emek Bracha brought down that Minchas
Chinuch. How can you be Mar says you need your Suvidaita. The Pasuk says you need your Suvidaita. How can you be Mechayim, somebody, for the base of Leah?
For drinking, the Marshal.
Oh, you got your Suvidaita. No, he's implying that your Suvidaita comes from the garden. Is that what he's saying?
It's interesting. It's at the beginning.
Doesn't address it, but in Shtia,
it's very interesting. Read the way he presents it.
Morris says the Iker Svia, of Shtia is in the throat. I see they also bring down some safer takas mechayv to chilin shesia.
Yes.
By the way, look at the way he brings it down. He brings it down with that introduction. I understand you needed a suvei daita, but nevertheless, ikaro tali banos grano. See that? The lo suun eksiva, lo achila. Mushum hachil, lo kasar achman achila, kabim kapur. First, let's look at that payalf. Mikom makom ikaro tali banos grano. Velo boy milui meyav. Interesting. Because even though there's
so
not achila.
So certainly a suvei daita in the throat itself, Kanira. Certain degree of a suvei daita.
It's very interesting.
Really?
That's what he seems to be saying.
That's what he seems to be
very
saying, because otherwise it wouldn't be. Otherwise the Gemara wouldn't make sense.
Just like by Shasiya, the Iker is
saying
that
this is wrong. That's why you don't want to learn it, because it doesn't make sense. It's a matter of
understanding all those commandments mean to say.
Yisuvei Daita, meaning Yisuvei Daita is just a shear.
Because you were asking before.
Right, so maybe that's Pshat. Maybe Pshat is Yisuvei Daita is not something you need to achieve, but it's just a gilu on a shear. In other words, if it would have said lo sochal, I'd say the shear is like regular achilah kezayis.
Oh, but your brother right before from the Gemara Kiksevis toch techa is praz is mashma.
Right.
That the yitaka need a darga b'subidaita.
That's true. If it just, the shear was just kezayis, the Gemara says I still need that kezayis b'chdei achilah praz because b'hochi yisuvidaita. Only in that scenario would you achieve yisuvidas. So it seems like you do need to achieve at the end. It's not just the shear in the Maisa Achila.
But it could be a person feels a little better in tasting something. I mean, tasting in his mouth. Could be a more he feels a little bit better than
tasting,
that too.
It has to go into his
throat. Okay.
Swallow.
Okay, so that's
it. Gets to the stomach instead of something instead of.
So it could be taste a little better. He feels a little better from that itself. Could be.
Because if you just put it in your mouth and you spit it out, you're not chayav for sure.
That's for sure.
So anyway, these are the shittas on the Maisa Achila. Okay, let's continue with the Minchas Chinuch. So if Emek Bracha, Minchas Chinuch, and Or Sameach.
So you've got two extremes.
Right.
Bracha that says you need only Yisuvidaita.
Right, he says you don't need Milui. He says before you don't need Milui Keres, right? Yeah.
Only
he says Milo Keres alone is enough.
Yeah.
But then does he know what the shot? What case was the shot? He was talking about a capsule, or what was he talking about?
I forget. They all bring it down. It's one of these things that everyone brings down, and you never end up really looking at it. You just know it.
No, because did he also say just the stomach? What he said, Shloka Derech Achila. What was he talking about, Shloka Derech Achila? What Shloka Derech was talking about?
I have to look at that.
Because they discussed it enough, Camille, intravenous. It's intravenous mutter for
Chodesh. Intravenous goes right into the blood. That's for sure you need Chaya for that.
They discussed according to Shah Gesaya.
The tube is more of a shell. Where it goes directly into
the stomach. Yeah.
Yeah.
So according to those sheetas.
But when intravenous, they're just giving you, it's like medicine. It's food goes right into your blood.
And when they give it straight to the stomach, that's not?
Yeah, that's more of a shayla. That's a feeding tube.
So that would be the same shayla.
Yeah, that's the exact same shayla. That's clearly not derech achila at all.
That's a question. If the kibbutz doesn't need derech achila.
Yeah, it doesn't need that. So the Emek Bracha would call zichayim in such a case. Now let him do it.
Interesting, yeah.
Well, they discuss it. But Yashiv discuss it. Yom Kippur.
Umashi Kosovo Rabbi Mechaber.
Huh?
Is, what do you call it, those things? Nicotine that they put up.
Suppositories.
You know how popular it is now?
I see caffeine.
Drugstores. Big signs all over the place there. We have suppositories.
Umashi Kosovo Rabbi Mechaber. Let's
finish that food over.
I know.
Umashi Kosovo Rabbi Mechaber Sha'achal Me'ochlim Haru'uyim. Vor B'yuma Pe'alpha Me'alpha Rambam Perik Bez Me'isfris Osor Lochahe. Im'ochl Oichlim She'in Ru'uyim. Oshosa Mashkim She'in Ru'uyim Potter. B'torah Rechaim Simen Tafra Shud Bez Maybe B'Shem Ravya. The Af Mutter Lechatchila. It's fascinating.
It's not Roy Lechila.
Ubashagas Ayah Simen Ayan Dalet Mefalpel Bazeh. V'im'ochel Oichlim Haru'uyim. Rak Ochel Shaloka Derech Achila. Kigavim Demavur Baram Perikidav Menchos.
Where are you reading?
And back to the
so the truth is, yes.
No, it's a male.
And there's a male.
So if you want to find...
See, what he's talking about, we get a Rambam, Mechalos Asuris. Where is the Rambam?
We should get a Rambam, Mechalos Asuris.
Yeah, I'll get it. Where is it located?
Right. On the other side, I think, to the left. The Torah of Chaim Simon Tovar should base maybe B'Shem Rav Yod the Af Mutal Lechatchila. But Shachis Ayin Simon Ayin Dal B'Fapel B'Zeh. Yim Ochel Ochlin Haruim Rak Ochel Shloka Derech Achila Kigavna. We'll see what this case is. Like the scenario of the Mavur Baram Perk Yadal Machosos the Halacha Yadalf Ayin B'Shachis Ayin Simon Ayin Vafim B'Shachis Ayin. Daito de Baze Yom Kippur Kemid Lok Siv Achila Chayev Af Shloka Derech Achila. Far pilpul achronim bazeh vehemorch b'masha herachnu sheirichu hamachabrim.
Yeah,
let's see where it is.
You dalit.
You should know in Tafresh Yud Beis where it talks about verm she'ein ruim lachila. The Beis Yosef brings the Rabbein Yeruchim, who holds if you eat dvarim she'en ruyim la'achila, but it's Yisuve Daita, you would be chayev.
What type of ein ruyim is he talking about?
I don't know exactly, but I keep thinking I have this scenario in my mind. I read somewhere, or I saw somewhere, that when people are starving, like in Stalingrad, they were starving.
In grass.
They were eating the newspapers.
Right.
Like in the walls, it was news.
You think you'd be chayav?
Rabbein Yeruchim says that if you have Yisuvei Daita,
you don't get a whole lot of Yisuvei Daita.
But it depends to what degree, Mr.
You know, I have a personal case. It's weird. Eating Pesach cake, not on Pesach. There was one time that it was, I had Pesach cake in front of me, and it was not Pesach. And I said, can I eat this? And I was so hungry, and I ate it. And it was Yisuvei Daita.
I tell you the truth, I think if you did, it could be a chayav for that.
My brother, he said all the time, he has proof. If you're allergic to everything, that's what you eat all the time. That's your cake. No flour. It's just flourless cake.
So why if you put something bitter that, you know, just sours or makes it sort of inedible, a food, that's what you look at.
Well, let me go ahead and read you what the Ram says.
He boiled it, he turned it into a liquid.
He melted down the chalev, v'gamo, and he swallowed it, keshucham, while it was very hot. Ad shenich ve'grono, until he went ahead and he
burned
his throat. O sha'achol chalev chai.
Raw.
O she'irav dvarim marim, gon rosh v'lana, l'toch yayin, neseh.
So all these cases.
So he's saying that in the
Basar B'chav, in those cases, you'd be chayav.
You'd be chayav, yeah, after Gemara.
For all these cases.
Yeah, Basar B'chav, Shlok Kederach.
He says saying Yom Kippur is comparable to these cases, you'd be chayav for these cases also.
Vim iriv dover mar besoch kederes shol baser b'cholov o biyayin kilei hakerem va'achlu chayev. So these are his scenarios of sholo kederach.
And he says the Yom Kippur is the same thing. That's what he's saying.
Yeah,
because Yom Kippur according to Shagasaria, there's no din of derech achila. It must be that there's a noyes meal.
What?
Macholim that are not roy, like newspapers, you said.
Right.
But Erev Dover Mar is considered a roy, but it's Shlok Derech Achila. Why? You ruin it.
But a newspaper, I'm not even sure because I know it's made. These are things that basically the may of may have something. It echoes the person in his taste. His stomach, he may get something out of it.
Not like newspapers. bay birth, it means food, which is not roy. So if I
but there is a Rabbeinu Yerucham. There is a Rabbeinu Yerucham who says the Beis Yosef brings a Rabbeinu Yerucham Tofer Shud Beis that if I eat dvarim shein ruyim lachila and I eat enough of them and I feel like I'm
but
done.
What is he talking? What type of Rabbeinu Yerucham are you talking about there?
Unclear.
Doesn't say, doesn't know.
No, it's just like, you know, on this halacha he brings it.
Because maybe he meant things like the Rambam. Maybe he meant something like that.
I think with the classic case the Gemara brings of Ochem Shemru Lachila, Lulavi Gefanim. What is Lulavi Gefanim? What is that actually? What is Lulavi Gefanim?
That means the leaves of the Geffen tree, of the Geffen of the vine. Maybe in the stomach it does something. I don't know what that is.
You know what it is? It's grape leaves and the Sfarim eat it. They cook it and they eat it.
Yeah,
they
cook it. So it could be in the stomach there is some nutritional value for it. Maybe it does something.
It's in every season.
On paper, I'm not sure paper.
It's in every grape.
That has a top. The stomach, the branch itself doesn't have a branch.
By the way, there is a concept that a person can eat something like newspaper after a while gets so sick he's no longer hungry, right? Yeah. I'm like so nauseous from this paper. I can't eat anything.
Oh, he gets nauseous.
Is that your suvedaita?
I don't know. Could be not.
Gets nauseous, he gets sick.
But it's interesting, in Yom Kippur itself, the Gemara says on Pilpula, Yabeshta and Retiva, that Yom Kippur is also
bread.
So why don't the pilpul there, the Yabeshta could be something the stomach it does do.
It holds your stomach.
So there's a Gemara. The Gemara says if you eat a person the pilpul, the sharp ones, that if it's Yabeshta on Yom Kippur, you're potter. Only Retiva. The chora in the stomach, it should do something for you. I don't know, but you're potter, but you're potter.
No, that's what I'm saying.
That's right. Well, why should that be the Yisubi Daita from the stomach?
Yeah, so that's the proof that you need a chila.
I'm discussing if that's aura.
Yeah.
Interesting.
If you eat it dry, it goes into the stomach, it's wet.
And yet for Yom Kippur, you're potter.
What do you think about a chila gas? I was wondering, a chila gas is potter Yom Kippur. Does that show you anything about what the nature
of it is? It could be in the stomach, because it's echoes the stomach.
What is a chila gas? If a person is ochel achila gasa, what? Toisus isn't right. But let's say achila gasa, you're potter on.
There's no
yisubi. It could be nice if it echoes him so much in the stomach. Could be nice if that does or not.
But nevertheless, he's able to go ahead and eat it, right?
He forces himself.
That's an achila without yisubi daita, but there's probably no pleasure in the.
No, achila gasa might not be an achila.
Okay, because it's more.
The Gemara says it's not achila; it's mazik. Right? By truma, it's potter because it's not a chila, it's mazik.
Is it a chila gasa?
Yes.
Yeah, but the different degrees of mazik. The Rambam holds by truma, it's mazik, but you make a shakal. There's a Rambam sheet there.
By mazik is a truma. Might be chayav in Yom Kippur, because you don't need a chila. The Gemara says a chila gasa.
There's no yisubidaita. There's no shir.
That's why a chila gasa has no yisubidaita.
Right.
Could be, yeah, the echoes if you start eating it, it's Moe's. He wants to.
What kind of style
is this? A is no achila and B is no yisubidaita. So for two reasons.
Any more eating, it's painful. There's no yisubidaita.
Yeah, really.
By the way, very interesting. An important idea. What's the taichin achila gasa? How would you taich it? Someone said, translate, if you were writing art school, translate achila gasa.
A typical 5 pounds kiddush.
That would be in the footnote. What would be in the text? The very interesting Rabbeinu Yerucham says, Gasa is Rabbeinu Yerucham, the very beginning of Avri Pesachim says, you know, lo yachol adam, right? Achitechshach, because the Gemara says,
I might eat achila gasa.
So Rabbeinu Yerucham says, what's the touch of gasa? Not from the lashon heavy, eating's heavy, lashon goses. The guy isn't just like a goses, has to be force-fed. Has to be at a point where a person has to be force-fed like a goses.
I understand.
Lashon gas is goses. Very interesting.
I understand.
Interesting.
Why is it not a
ma'aseh
achila just because it's mazik? Why does it get rid of the shame ma'aseh achila just because there is a
what?
Why is it not a ma'aseh achila gas just because there is a why does it destroy the name?
It's not considered to be a normal ma'aseh achila.
Does it tell you that achila needs a suicide also?
Achila gas is potter not only by Yom Kippur. It's potter also by
It's
not so partial. Omachoso is not so partial.
No?
Karen Ora says not like that, no. Karen Ora knows her says,
Achila is Pesach. By Achila is Pesach, you're not
Yotze. That's a mitzvah. By a mitzvah, Achila is Pesach, you're not Yotze. By truma, it says beferish achila gas is potter.
But by a woman,
if I take away your truma,
it's not achila. If it's not achila, so it's not. You can't be either. All these surim require achila, right?
Right.
Except for basar v'cholov.
Yeah, that you could clear. What's by basar v'cholov for those places?
Achila,
if Yom Kippur is comparable to basar v'cholov, still no, it says achila gas is potter. That's a similar there also. Could be it's worse. Could be shloka derech. Could be in the stomach is something.
The Gemara doesn't say potter achila gasa because of shloka derech. Yeah. Brings a pot by truma. It's not called achila. It's called mazik. That's what the Gemara says. It's interesting, that's a patur on Yom Kippur, achila gasa.
Why is the guy eating it if he gets nothing out of it? Why is he doing it? If somebody forces him, I understand. Somebody puts a gun to him.
What is he eating it for?
He tries to not whisper the mitzvah.
I could honestly, by kachim, I could see it, because you have to get rid of kachim.
He thought he's going to be yais to the mitzvah with this. He didn't realize he overate before. Now he wants to be a fromer. He wants to be a...
I'm talking about isurim. Mitzvah, I understand. People do, you know, they do.
He wants to get even with the Kohen. He sees Tzvi's truma. He goes, Tzvi, I'm eating your truma. And the guy just had his kiddush. Oh, he's right. You can't get a chomer from him, Tzvi. Okay, let's continue reading.
Some is an umdenat if the person's eating it, that it's not a chilagasa, you know what I mean? The doctor comes
he
in.
Made a bet with the other guy. He made a bet feeling I'm going to eat it in this situation.
Like, what's that Japanese guy on with the hot dogs?
55 hot dogs.
He
went too far. He went
too far.
Is achila gasa subjective then? With different people to different shiur?
Well, if it depends when it's most, then which person according to what? How big his stomach is.
By the way, it's an interesting question, because now the Minchas Chinuch, the next paragraph, will discuss not achila gasa, but he will discuss kezayis b'chlei achilas pras. Is that objective or subjective?
Which food and which person?
I can say achila gasa is subjective, it's not subjective, just like Kazayas Achila is not subjective. You don't say a huge guy, it's not a Shir Achila if it's a Kazayas, it's more objective than a Kazayas. No, it's an objective standard.
It's something I'll be saying, what is it called?
It depends why Achila Gasa is popular. It depends why.
Umavura Bashas, Payam and Bez Varambam, Kanalacha Dalit, Dafilu Achum Ma'at Ma'at Mitzdarf Bechtei Achilas Pras. Chem Bechol Yisur Shabbatorik, Umavura Bechrisis Yud Bez Varambam Bez. What exactly is the shirv? Because how big is this pras that you have to eat?
What does it mean?
That there is this concept, the Gemara in Gilan Ashakuf Gimel Mebeis. Maybe there are certain isurim that you're only over if you eat it all in one shot.
And Machal, Gemara speaks about increases too, that there's somebody who he ate a brekkel. Yeah, a peruri.
No, but the problem is not derech achila if it's not.
He's saying within this period of time. He's saying within 4 minutes or 9 minutes.
But you eat a normal amount, but if you're eating like a crumb.
By the way, you should know that if you read this carefully, this machlokes kazayis de'achilas pras is not l'kulei alma. It's only shitas chachamim. Reb Meir disagrees. He points that Reb Meir holds, if I have a continuous achila,
even if it's all day, if you're eating a pirur and you continue all day.
Reb Meir Shita is, as long as I continue eating and eating and eating, I can go all day.
Yeah. And you're chayev.
And I'm chayev, yeah. Yes. That Shita's Reb Meir.
Unless you're mafsik for how long?
I don't know, it's unclear. Let's do the next paragraph. Filonis ba'er, dezeya du'a de'in kol tivei anoshim shovim. Yesh ma'aher ba'chiloso, v'yesh ma'acher. Im kein, yadu'a derech mashal etzel echad, shoa achilz pras hainu, sholosh arba beitzim revi'a shoa.
Some guys, how much time does it take?
Right, some guys can eat that shear of three or four baits, and it could take him 15 minutes.
Somebody in 2 minutes. He says it must
be. By the way, you should know that the Mishnah Berurah and Tofresh Yudches Paskins that a choila has to take a test prior to Yom Kippur. If someone is not feeling well, he has to take a test to see how long it takes him.
And Kirchhoff's price?
Yeah,
because my Lugma for sure they measure.
So it's very interesting that
according to Mr. Berurah Takov, it's a din
b'dideh. It's a din b'dideh in each person.
Where is it? Tofresh?
Tofresh Yudches.
Is it totally on that particular day? Because if he's a chola, maybe he eats differently from how he normally eats.
It's interesting. He just says you're mashara in the person.
Yeah, I understand.
When I learned that Mishnah Berurah, I thought it was a little bit of a chiddush. Yeah, I thought it would be like definitely like an adam benoni.
Yeah, so he says adam benoni. Always it's not the dechel v'shurin.
It's machlokes Mishnah Berurah and Mechaschin Chachor Nira the Masharim ba adam benoni. The Masharim lefi Mashu Adam Havilei lemechshavei b'Mishnah Perikid Zayin the Kalim Mishnah Yid Alpha. He didn't look up that Mishnah in Kalim. Gabe Yesha Amru lefi Mashu Hu Adam.
There are certain things depend on the person personally.
The Choshev
Malay Lugma. Oh, they mentioned
Gam Kane.
So they should have mentioned this too.
Gam Kane.
Just like they mentioned my Lugma. They mentioned us of Yechelis Pras.
V'ayin Ervin Sham Mashba Gam Kane. Kane. Gam Kane Kane? Yeah. V'chenu Ela Hedri Basukim and Bez and Bez. It's an important Rashi there. Cotton Shayochel Echel Kazayas. So also.
Ushayochel Echel Yechelis Pras.
The famous Gemara there talks about a cotton. Cotton shiodela neis chayv in lulav. Cotton shiyochel lishma tefilav is chayv in tefillin. And cotton shiyochel echo kezayis. A cotton that can eat a whole kezayis. Marchika mitzvaso. You have to go ahead have all the dinim of being marchek from his excrement. Amar Rav Chisda v'hu shiyochel echo b'klei achilas pras. Only if he can eat that kezayis b'klei achilas pras. V'sham iaf shalios lishir b'cotton.
How do you have if a person he never eats a kedekhalis pras, he eats only one kezayas.
Right, in other words, you don't know how long that individual would take, because it says once a cotton can eat a kezayas, it's because that's kedekhalis pras. So since that's all the cotton can eat, right?
He's not never going to eat a kezayas in his
right, he can't eat a pras, right? That's a cute raya, no?
Yes.
So be'emes efshel yashiv zeh apel gersos, im davka dogen olov, ein kamakomo. Beferish Rashi Shom Behedja Divra Maschel Vahu. It's an interesting Rashi that says Beferish. Pras Le Benoni. You should look at that Rashi. Rashi says Beferish. It's like a normal person. Im kem b'chol moko masharim b'benoni. Ach kosher kevim de masharim kol shirim b'benoni. Im kem hashir yodua. V'lama lo biru ha-paiskim. Shenei da kamaz manhu. Kamo shabiru malay lugmo b'benoni hu pachas mi revias. V'od in yonim b'shas. Keis anachim lo nei da is a shir yesh. V'tzorich iyon shalo biru zeh. So he's a little upset. How come
he didn't tell us.
In Shulchan Aruch or the Paiskim, it doesn't say clearly, Kazayas Bichdei Achilas Pras is...
Benoni's changed from year to year.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Generation.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.